Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, Lord, it's Friday.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches. Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Me.
Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
All right. I have a device on. I'm going to turn it on and see if you guys can tell a difference. It's an anti-snoring device. Since I snore and I have sleep apnea and I have to sleep with a sleep apnea machine, I always try little snore things when I see them on Amazon or whatever. And this is basically like a battery-powered thing that you shove up your nose and then you turn it on, and it's supposed to be like a CPAP machine. The only thing is it has zero power. So it does absolutely nothing but look stupid and is a waste of like $9. Yeah. Sleep apnea is no joke if you have it. I literally, 20 plus years of sleeping with a CPAP machine. If you don't know what a CPAP machine is, I have to sleep with a full face because I'm a mouth breather. You have a full face, looks like you're like a fighter jet pilot. You put on every night when you go to bed, you turn on this machine and it forces air down your nose so that your throat doesn't close up and you stop breathing. Sleep apnea, you basically stop breathing, you could die. It's very dangerous for a fat man like myself, especially an old fat man. And I cannot, if I don't have a mask, I basically will fall asleep. And as soon as I fall asleep, I'll snore. And since I don't snore with the mask on, it wakes me up because I haven't snored in 20 years, making it impossible to sleep without the mask, which is also really fun when the electricity goes out, which happens, you know, a few times a year. Middle of the night, I'm like, wake up, I'm choking. Yeah, fun stuff. Yeah, I'm a mess. I'm an old fat mess. I really am. But I'm trying to get better. Even though really I'm not trying to get better right now. I cranked up the Ozempic. I've got the side effects of the Ozempic. And I also cranked up my eating. I have not had the loss of appetite that you get. I am getting side effects, so I know I'm increased dosage, but I am not. And what's weird is I crave junk food more than ever now that I'm on the Ozempic upped-up dose. My doctor's not going to be happy when I go back in there. She's going to expect me to be down, and I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm a Philly fat ass still. Philly cheesesteak, that sounds good. Take the onions off it, and I'm down. Sounds delicious. All right. There may be people at my work mad at me for scaring them with a fake snake. I'm just saying. Could be. Could be. Could have happened. Yeah, I'm not. I'm always bad for HR. HR is like, yeah, oh, God, we got this idiot again. Here we go. All right, what'd you do this time, jackass? It's not like it was a penis or anything. I've done that before, too. It got in trouble. There may be a time when I worked at the radio station that I had a remote control car in my office, and I had a... Also had sex toys in my office because my partner, Jamie White, sold sex toys on the internet, on her website, and people sent them, or manufacturers sent us stuff all the time, so we always had dildos and vibrators and butt plugs all over our office. And so there happened to be like a giant dildo in the office that day, like 12-inch massive dong, and it had like a stopper, I guess, so you could stick it on the wall then have sex with it if you were a lady or a dude that was into that sort of thing. And I stuck it on the top of my remote control car and drove it down the hallway. And it was like, and the dildo was so big, it would flip the car over because it would bounce. It was moving. So the whole time the big dong was like bong, bong, bong as it drove down the hallway. Some people found it amusing. Someone else thought it'd be a good idea to call my wife, who worked on the second floor down. She was like a big mucky muck business person at that same radio company at that time. She was not amused. My cell phone might have rang and said, "Are you driving a dildo down the hallway?" And I said, "No, it's Jack. He's crazy. Jack's crazy. You know I can't control him." Jack is my partner. I still haven't talked to Jack. I got to get Jack on, and we'll do a podcast. If Jack will do, and I'm sure he will. At some point, we'll do it. I just don't have the gear anymore to patch someone in. I got to figure out a way to do it. I record completely differently on this podcast. I have really good sound recording equipment, but I'm not technically online. It's just all coming out of my Mac, and I don't know. I have to find a way to do it. Yeah, it's totally different nowadays, but I could do it by phone, and he'd be on the phone, but I got to make sure I have that cord. It's Apple is fun like that because I have an iPhone. So we will see. Mike and Jack on and have a fun little reunion show here soon, even though I don't do reunions, but I will do it for you guys if you ask for it, and somebody asked for it, so I will try to get it done. This week I had a funeral to go to. My wife's aunt, who had passed away like a month ago, and then they finally had the funeral. They let people sit a long time now before they have that funeral service and put them in the ground. It's crazy. Crazy. I still cringe at... I'm in a weird spot. Like, I'm religious, and I know they tell you to be buried, and like later on your body, you need your body again or something like that, or you're stuck to the body. But I wanted to be cremated because I have a fear of being in a casket and stuck in the ground. I guess I have a fear of being in a casket and lit on fire, too, to be honest with you. Like, wake up. I tell you, that MRI machine ran nightmares through my head. Like, yeah, imagine waking up in a casket. That's what it would be like, being an MRI machine. Freaking show. I'm still having flashbacks from that crap. That traumatized me. It really did. Oh, man, I opened the wrong window. All right, let's get into this. I have a few stories, but nothing major. It's all about head injuries. It's all about the old concussions, and we are into the concussion season. I don't know if you guys are football fans, but if you saw the game the other night where the Miami Dolphins were playing and Tua Tagovailoa, the former Alabama Crimson Tide great quarterback, who is the Miami Dolphins great quarterback now, has had a problem with concussions, and boy did he get dinged again, like knocked out, arms up. You know someone's knocked unconscious by the way their arms move when they're on the ground and their body is, and he was out cold, and that is a gnarly concussion for him. They say he's going to be out at least 4 games, and most people are calling for him to retire. It's like, he's young, it's only his like what, fourth season or something like that, third or fourth season, but dude, you've had too many. And concussions are a bad deal. And here's something I found interesting, why I bring it up. It is a new study that realized they took a crapload of NFL players, about 100 players, which is a lot considering there's not that many players in the NFL. They all got 53-man roster. And they gave them this mouthpiece with really high data sensors all throughout the mouthpiece. And then they turned them loose and let them play football. Well, as they ran that mouthpiece on those 100 players, they were able to capture data on 5,100 blows to the head that occurred. And guess where most of the concussions came from? And this is surprising to me because, to me, I always look at just getting a straight helmet to helmet or them getting tackled and their head bouncing off the ground, and that's where the concussions come from. No. 60% of face mask impacts represented, or 60% of the most severe head blows during gameplay. That is interesting to me. They say that they've now got to really work hard to redo the face mask. They've redone the helmet. In fact, this year they have that weird diaper pad where you look like you're wearing a supersized head. They allow them to put like the rubber pad thing over their helmet. And hey, if you want to wear it, more power to you. It does look a little weird, but your life is your life, and after football, you have a life, let's hope. And these dudes get too many concussions, and it's bad, bad news. So they say, but they haven't really changed the face mask in over 10 years, and they need to do that because that's where a crap load of these concussions are coming from, face mask blows. Yeah. Seems kind of crazy. Linemen, by the way, were 66% of those, followed by hybrid players at 56%, and then speed players at 46%, all getting concussions from a blow to the face mask, which is that surprised me. I really didn't see that. Now, speaking of concussions, the medical community is wising up to slap fighting. I don't know if you guys have watched that. I think Dana White owns the Slap Fighting League. That's ridiculous. I see the videos, and then I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to watch it. They take two dudes or two chicks, and it looks like they're going to arm wrestle. They walk up to a podium, and instead you hold on to the little peg, and then the person on the other side of the podium slaps the piss out of you. And then you get a few minutes to regroup, and then you slap the piss out of them. And it goes until someone is knocked out from a slap, no punch, slap. And, or referees say, oh, no, this guy clearly won. All right? It's brutal. Like, people have, like, they get slapped so hard, there's almost, like, bloody handprints on their face where they get just smacked up in this stupid game. I don't get it, but it's very popular. Millions of views online. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and Google it, Slap Fighting, and you will see it, owned by the UFC's Dana White. And they say, oh, yeah, as we watched, they took all these experts and they watched 333 slap fights. And they say, according to their analysis, that half of the slap sequences resulted in, you guessed it, concussions. They say by the end of their matches, nearly 40% of people showed poor motor condition, and about a third of them showed having a blank look on their face, all signs of a concussion. Nearly 80% of the fighters demonstrated a visible sign of concussion at least once during the series of slaps making up a match. Of the 333 that they watched. That's a lot. But no helmet, just, I mean, boxers and UFC fighters. The UFC, I always, myself, thought was safer because a lot of it's, you know, there's choking and, you know, different kinds of submissions. So you're not always bashing your head in. But, I mean, they still take shots to the head, don't get me wrong, and kicks to the head, which are pretty brutal. A shin bone to the head will turn your lights out like a baseball bat. Oh, boy. And I found another story. I'm just going to really speed it for you. Weight loss success depends on eating more protein and fiber while limiting your calories. That's the headline, and that's the gist of the story. Let's face it. Limiting your calories is the numero uno thing, and we have proven, and I've talked about on this show, if you only ate 500 calories a day, it wouldn't matter if they were donuts or french fries. As long as it was 500 calories a day, you would lose a crap ton of weight. You'd be like, I eat whatever I want. I have 500 calories a pizza. Now, that might be two bites of pizza, but it could be, that's it. Your caloric intake numbers. That's where macros come in. And that makes dieting very interesting to people. And some people able to do it. The fact that you can eat chocolate cake and lose weight. The fact that you can go to McDonald's every day and eat there and lose weight. Doesn't mean you're going to be healthy. Means you're going to lose weight. Lose some weight. By the way, speaking of that, Good Energy is my book and I've been reading it. Man. And it's really, the more I read it, the more it's like, okay, I knew that. I really should do that. And I really should do that. Now, there's obviously stuff in there I didn't know about how all the pesticides and all the crap on regular produce, it literally zaps the nutrients out of the fruit and the vegetables. Like they say, the organic stuff is the best way to go. And this is the sad part. They want you to eat the grass-fed organic beef free range chicken eggs, all that stuff, which is really expensive. Granted, having diabetes and being a fat ass and having to shoot up Ozempic and all that is also expensive. So pick your poison. Actually, no poison if you go the organic clean route. I've never subscribed to it, but I get it. And reading it in this book, the more I'm reading it, and I really respect this lady, Casey Means, that I'm more and more surrendering to that fact that, yeah, you probably should be doing that. It's basically beans. And they say to eat beans simply because that organic protein is so expensive that it's probably going to break your bank, and you can get a lot of protein out of beans and the whatnot that you should be eating that for, you know, one or two of your meals. They also have recipes. There was a recipe in there that I want to try because I detest beans, all beans. I hate beans. But they had a recipe for black bean brownies. And it has a ton of recipes in the book as well. And they also mentioned being on a keto diet is really good. You don't need that many carbs. You really need to cut down the carbs. And another thing that is recommended in here, which is something I should do considering I have diabetes and I've never done it, is get one of those 24-hour glucose monitors that then runs through your smartphone, because they have a great point. And when they say you go to the doctor, you go in there, they take your blood work, and then they give you your numbers. Well, that blood work, sure, you fasted before you went in there, but that is like a snapshot. There's 24 hours in the day, and that is a look at that moment. Doesn't know, like, when you wear the glucose monitor, they say you can learn what your body does. Like, some people may be able to eat some bread and their body not freak out. Other people may eat a piece of bread, and then your glucose numbers go through the roof like 2 or 3 hours later, and you'll see it by wearing that 24-hour monitor. Well, you can watch those numbers, and you can really figure out what sets it off for you, because everyone is different. Sure, sugar's going to set it off for anyone, but some people more than others, and different times. So you can really learn a lot about your body if you wear one of those, and I'm thinking about ordering one of those as well. A very good book. It's just one of those books that it will kick you right in the nuts and say, hey, fat, stupid, dumbass, you need to be doing this, this, and this. And you know, look at it and go, yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I will give you more updates as I continue to read. I'm going to have a weekend here now that I'm going to be able to sit down and read it. I didn't read any of it last weekend, though. I honestly was at work, and I was remote one day. I wasn't at work, and I brought it with me, and as I sat waiting, I read it, and it was pretty cool. By the way, that day I was at work, I was not in the office. I met a dude. It was so cool. It was cool to meet this guy. I was with my boss, and he introduces me to this guy, and he says, hey, this is Dr. Einstein. And I'm like, oh, and you hear that name and you're like, Einstein. And he goes, no, that's his grandpa. And I'm like, what? And he goes, no. And then the guy like butts in and says, no, great grandpa. He said, I'm old, but I'm not that old. And the guy was a doctor, nice guy. And he was the great grandson of Albert Einstein. I'm like, how cool is that? Albert Einstein, maybe the most brilliant man ever. And which I just thought it was pretty cool. It was like, I've met celebrities and stuff, but I was more impressed with that than anything. And that was one day this week I got to meet that guy. So that was really cool. But anything else is everything situation normal, all effed up, is basically what's going on in my life. Getting my dog walks on, coming home every night, cleaning up the mess of my destructive devil dog, and trying to get him to be mellow and be a good boy, which he refuses to do. And just keep walking. I'm trying to tire that little bastard out at night. Right now, I've tired myself out, and I got to go to bed because I got to get up early in the morning and go to work and finish off this day. And by the way, my days are busy this week. We are busy at work, so that is killing me. Killing me, OJ. Don't forget, by the way, if you guys want to get some very comfortable shoes to get your Spira Wave Maxes, you can go to Spira.com. And you can look at them and then buy them and use the code FIT10 at checkout, and you'll get 10% off They're costly, but incredibly, incredibly comfortable. And I'm wearing them, as a matter of fact, right now as I talk to you, because I had them on tonight when I walked the dog. I got on my black and white ones. So you guys have a great weekend. I will be back on Monday with a brand new show. Hopefully there's some good stories to talk about. If not, I'll just ramble, because that's what I do. I'm a rambler. You guys have a great one. Talk to you soon.